Hello, everyone. I have the privilege and honor this morning to give our devotional for Good Friday. I hope that we can dedicate our whole day today in remembering the extent of suffering that Christ endured on behalf of the world. Let's remember Jesus together. Today's passage comes from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 to 6. Again, that is Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 to 6. Who has believed that he has heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned, every one, to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. There are many passages littered throughout the Old Testament that prophesy about Jesus. But out of those, our passage today, Isaiah 53, is probably one of the passages that most clearly foreshadows the suffering of Christ. Reading passages like this is it's often quite mind-boggling because it describes exactly the life that Jesus lived. Mind you, this was many centuries before Jesus' time on earth. Every verse is packed with descriptions of Jesus or the environment in which he lived or grew up in, and I'll go through this passage verse by verse. In verse 1, it says, "Who has believed what he has heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" This is most likely a reference to Israel. It says, "To whom has the arm of the Lord, the power of the Lord, been revealed?" And the answer is Israel, the people of God. And even though Israel has seen displays of God's might and heard prophecies of the coming Messiah, there is still a spirit of rejection in their hearts. In verse 2, it says, "For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground." Jesus was like a young plant because he didn't come to the earth with extravagance. He was born in a feeding trough for animals. He was born to a non-influential family. Born in Nazareth, which was considered to be an unassuming, nowhere kind of town. Jesus is like a root out of dry ground because Jesus came into the world in a time of spiritual dryness. Around the time that Jesus was born, 400 years have passed since the end of the Old Testament. And since then, there's been a spiritual deadness among the people of God. Verse 2 goes on to say, "He has no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him." Jesus was not extremely physically attractive. This is something that many historians and anthropologists say is very likely, that Jesus wasn't this super handsome figure that stood out among others. He was very ordinary. Verse 3, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not." This grief that Jesus endured throughout his life is obviously evident in the gospel accounts. From the beginning of his ministry, Jesus was despised and rejected by men, including Jewish leaders, the Roman government, and later towards his death, even his own disciples. Verse 4 says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted." When Jesus was on trial, the chief priests, rulers, and the people demanded to be given Barabbas and that Jesus be crucified. When Jesus was being crucified, the rulers and soldiers next to him mocked him, telling him to save himself if he was the Son of God. Yet Jesus pleads with the Father and says, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." While people were mocking and denying Jesus, Jesus was bearing the griefs and burdens of those very same people. Verse 5 says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed." Jesus was denied by men, but even more than that, Jesus was denied by the Father. The wrath of God that we deserved due to our sin, Jesus endured instead. He was pierced, crushed, and wounded so that we might have peace and be healed. Verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way." Every person since the dawn of man until Jesus comes back has and will turn to his own way. It says the same thing in Romans chapter 3. It says, "None is righteous, no, not one." So logically, what should follow is our rightful punishment, that we are responsible for our own actions. But instead, our passage today, it says this: "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him," on Jesus, "the iniquity of us all." For many of us, we know that Jesus suffered. We know that he died on a cross. We know he took on the sin of the world upon himself. We know this story. But I want to encourage and challenge us today to take some time reflecting on this passage and to allow the Holy Spirit to move in us through this word, to be reminded and to understand deeper and deeper what this sacrifice of Jesus truly means. It'll take an eternity to fully understand what Jesus had to endure on the cross. And even then, I feel that we might not ever fully grasp the intensity of his suffering. I just want to encourage us to remain in this posture of reflection throughout our day today, whether we're at work, whether we're studying, running errands. Let's remember the suffering of Christ that ultimately purchased our souls. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this Good Friday. Today we remember the burden that Jesus had to carry for our salvation. Jesus, you thought of the very people who denied you and hung you on a cross as you endured unfathomable grief and sorrow on their behalf. Lord, the same thing can be said about us today. In a way, we were also the ones who denied you and hung you on the cross. We deserved every bit of the punishment Jesus endured, and yet you took it upon yourself. Lord, we are filled with gratitude that because of this we have an undeniable and eternal hope. Lord, may we remember you today. In Jesus' name, amen.